On this week of the episode, we welcome senior captain Jason Barnhart.
Picked off again by Ellenwood. Ellenwood gonna lay it up and long. He's gonna be blocked by Fisher. Fisher drawing it up to George. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. This is your host, Coach Tony Miller. Today we have with us Jason Barnhart, the senior captain. Welcome, Jason. So this is about 3 weeks into the season. 3 weeks into the school year, kind of the preseason for us. We typically will have about 3 or 4 weeks to start off the school year where we have our preseason and then we get going into practices. And so this week actually is the first week of practice. We started just on Monday, and so we're only into day three. But kind of before we get going talking about the start of the schedule here and the start of the season, why don't we talk about kind of how things have gone the first 3 weeks of school, how the newcomers done, how the returnees done, how things go. How do you feel things have gone?
So far this year, I think everything's been going really good. The freshmen and the transfers have been adjusting to the school life here. It's very hard, but they're adjusting well. The college basketball, the social life here, Bob Jones, artist series, all of that. They're doing very well from what I can see, unless I don't know something. So freshmen, take care. As far as practice goes, it's been a lot of energy. Everybody's been wanting to learn, pick up all the new drills, all the new plays and all that. And I've just been very pleased so far.
So just kind of talking a little bit more about the preseason. What does that really look like, and what has been the focus for the team and for the individual players kind of building up to this first week?
Honestly, since we have a lot of new guys, we want everybody to be lifting weights and stuff. Like, the difference between high school and college is the strength and the speed. So getting everyone in, lifting weights, and then we try to do individual workouts to work on their skills, getting up good shots, shots not to take, and just working on our defensive skills, too.
For you personally, what has been your goals here the first few weeks of school?
Honestly, just running. I mean, in the past, I have struggled with that. So running, getting some sprints in, getting some miles in. And honestly, just being a good leader, because I'm a captain now, it's like a lot different than just being just one of the guys on the team. You have to make sure everybody's in the right place, doing the right workouts, and just make sure everybody has that energy that we all need.
If you follow us on social media, you probably saw from this last week that the team went away. To start the season, we try to take a trip towards the beginning of the year before practices start so we can have an opportunity to kind of get together and we talk about team culture and kind of have fun. And so this last week, we had the opportunity. We actually had originally planned to go down to the Anchorage camp down on the coast, but with the hurricane, we had to change plans. And fortunately, we were able to go over to Fort Bluff over in Tennessee. Can you talk about kind of our trip and kind of how that went and the focus of that?
Great trip. It's nice to get away from school, hang out with the guys and the family, and just have a great time. We focused a lot on our team culture and just the attitude and what we need to bring this season. One of the big things we're focusing on is accountability, that we all have accountability partners. So we're just making sure that everybody knows what we expect.
So this week we started, like we said, practice on Monday, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what has really been the focus for that? Again, a lot of new players, so what has been the goal with that, trying to get things going?
One of the big things we're working on this year is our precision and like our energy that we bring to practice. Like, sometimes you can have really good energy, but everything's not precise, and you don't do everything the right way. And so a lot of the older guys have been trying to make sure that everybody knows like what exactly we need to do.
Comparing last year to this year, what do you feel like is something, not really record-wise or like goal-wise, but kind of what are you foreseeing and what are you really trying to help with this group as far as from your perspective as a captain?
Since we have a lot of new guys, just making sure that everybody is on the same page. I mean, last year, we had a lot of seniors, a lot of juniors, and so we all had that same common goal in mind. We all wanted the same thing. And so this year's being a captain and an older guy, just making sure that everybody knows like what we want to accomplish this year. And hopefully that's a region championship or just being just the very best team that we can be.
A lot of people may not know, but we do a little bit more than just on the court as a group and as a team. We also will do a book study together and we do some other things. We have prayer meeting on Sunday nights and that kind of stuff. How has Coach URL's leadership with that contributed to what has happened on the court?
Honestly, when we started our prayer meetings last year, I feel like that was the turning point in our season. We had a lot of things going on inside the team and in our school, and just being able to get together, be able to pray and lift each other up and be able to just take care of each other, that really meant, I feel like I saw like a great change in our team. And with our book studies, it's just a really good thing for us to be able to get together and be able to study God's word and be able to just learn from each other and from the coaches as well.
We'll have about a month of practice, and then we'll start scrimmage actually just about a little less than a month from now. Coming up this weekend, just for calendars, just so you know what's going on, you'll probably see some things. We have a clinic here on campus that our team will be participating. They'll be part of the demonstrators that the clinicians will use. A little less than a month, we have our first scrimmage. We'll be at Clinton College, just up the road. And then at the end of the month, I believe it's the 30th of October, is our first game here at home against Monterey College. We'll talk more about that as it gets a little bit closer. Jason, thanks so much for stopping by today. It was good to have you here. We'll be sure to have you on a little bit later on as the season goes on. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, enjoy your journey.